This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us, and I'd like to start this hour with one of the most profound things I have ever read. This is a piece that was sent to me in response to something I said this week. And I mentioned that on Facebook Marketplace, which has totally destroyed Craigslist, in my opinion. By the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media, including here at USA Prepares. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Well, I mentioned that I think I figured it out. I was doing some tractor therapy. I was going around and around in circles. And it came to me that Facebook has a lot of people who have been used, convinced to say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look at me on vacation. Look at my dog. Look at my dog. Look at me. You know, people bragging about their status, about who they really want to be or who they would like to be. And it seemed like they embellished. If they're overweight, they would like to present the image that they were not overweight. They would like to embellish their careers, their moves, their vacations, pretty much everything about themselves. And I happen to mention this, and it's translated and transmuted into the Facebook Marketplace arena, where people will sell something, and they'll say it's wonderful condition when it's falling apart. And that's happened to me over and over and over. And people will say, okay, I'll hold it for you, and then they don't. And, you know, for me to go pick up something large, I might have to set up my trailer, have to, you know, empty out my truck and do all kinds of things and reload my truck with special tools to go pick up whatever this piece of farm machinery or equipment might be. And the person selling it has no care in that I actually have to spend time to get ready to pick this up. And they agree that they'll hold it for me, and they don't. And when I get there, that I find out that it's not what they said. It's not even close to what they've said. So they've embellished what it is. They've overrated it, and I hate it. So I mentioned this, and I got this letter in response to those comments. And I'm not going to say who this is from. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to figure it out. And this person, I just want you to know, this person is not a criminal. This person is not a gangster. This person is has a tremendous amount of integrity. Here it is. I might change a few words. But here it is. Vincent, it is truly a sad world when my friends who are lifelong career criminals are more trustworthy than the professed Christians that I know. Why do I say this? If they ever decided that they hated me and wanted me dead, they'd tell me to my face, but they'll never say that. Why won't they ever say that? Because I walk with integrity. If you speak to them, mostly they have a similar story. They had a bad upbringing, in and out of foster care, single parent household. If they knew who their father was, he was no good. They became the tough guy out of insecurity and fear, ended up clashing with school authorities, then the police, juvenile justice, gangs, drugs, guns, adult justice system. Maybe they robbed a bank, killed someone, or got nabbed in a big drug bust. Either way, they ended up doing serious time, which gave them a lot of hours to sit and think. Sometimes the prison had a library, and they got a chance to read books and study the law or psychology. However it comes about, they realize that they have been deeply screwed. They get wise, and when they get out, decide to move out to the middle of nowhere and try to live a normal life. And that's usually where they meet me. I don't know. My husband collected these people as well, and sometimes I feel as if a part of his spirit is still with me, almost as if I am him and he is me. He tried to show people who Jesus was and the example of his life, and I tried to do the same thing. But what does this mean exactly? Apparently, Jesus was a carpenter, and that means he was used to making stuff and fixing stuff. He's also called the Good Shepherd, which means he was a sheep farmer. He hung out in olive groves and went fishing in his spare time, and all of this indicates he was one of the most regular, normal people you'd ever meet. Apparently, he traveled in the world as a young man, as there are records of him visiting temples in Nepal, Tibet, Persia, India, and Afghanistan. Everywhere he went, the regular folks loved him, and the priests, lawyers, bankers, bureaucrats, and nobility wanted to kill him. This has been the pattern with my own life as well. I've been kicked to the curb by the so-called authorities through most of my adult life, and the pattern continues to this day. But that's okay. They did the same thing to Jesus, and he ended up being crucified with a pair of criminals. One of them reviled him, and the other rebuked his friend, pointed out that they all had the same fate, but they deserved it, and Jesus didn't. And then proceeded to ask Christ to remember him when he came in his kingdom. Jesus responded on that day that they'd be together in paradise. The Holy Spirit keeps telling me that I'm going to live to be an old woman. Sometimes this gives me hope. Sometimes it makes me cry. However, I'm resigned to this fate. It's my job to be here, showing folks what God is like by example. I believe if people really studied the life of Jesus Christ and sought to do as he did, their world would have no problems whatsoever. But unfortunately, they don't. Instead, get caught up in a bunch of fake religious observances which discredit God and discredit themselves. How do I make such people see that what they're doing is nothing but blatant fraud of the highest order? I don't think I can make them see. I don't even bother these days. Instead, I mostly keep to myself, hang around with my fellow outcasts, folks kicked to the curb by society, but who are just trying to live a normal life. At least I know that if they ever really wanted me to drop dead, they'd tell me and actually mean it. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon. Class, that is one of the most profound, if not the most profound, piece I have ever read. And it starts out with the very first sentence. It's a truly sad world when my friends who are lifelong career criminals are more trustworthy than the professed Christians that I know. How about that? And what does that mean, class? It seems to me that it means that the judges who are pedophiles, the judges who are criminals, the judges who are bribed and paid off and do favors for people they like and people they hate, the politicians who do the same thing, the corporations who make substandard products, dangerous products, Tesla automobiles, etc., can't be trusted. General Motors, who made a car that had a faulty ignition switch that would cause people to lose the ability to direct their car and would crash into people, places, and things, and all they had to do was fix the ignition switch, but they wouldn't do it. So the lawyers meet in the boardroom and say, look, it's cheaper if we fight this out than if we fix the car. Ford, with the Pinto, with that 75-cent bolt Actually, it's probably more like 25-cent bolt. It was too long. And when the Pinto was rear-ended, that extra long bolt, because they didn't put the right shorter bolt in to hold the gas tank up, slashed the gas tank, poured gas on the road right next to the hot exhaust system, and the cars and people burned to death. That's what this person's talking about. Kyle, any comments? Do you find this profound as well as I?
Yeah, that is profound. And, you know, I can't say that I agree with all of it. I do know some Christians, a lot of Christians that are very honest and to the nth degree, and I can count on them, what their words they say to me are true. And I know some career criminals that I wouldn't trust as far as I could spit into the wind. In that sense, I have some disagreement with my life in particular, but I'll tell you something interesting, Vince, a couple of things that has been running through my mind over the last week or so I've been thinking about. I'm studying Jeremiah in the Bible, and one of the things that God calls out a judgment on the nation of Israel for is priests that prophesy for profit. They're not hearing from God. They're using the office of prophet to prophesy whatever will enrich them. And I do see a lot of that in modern Americanized version of what they call Christianity. It is not Christianity, but it is a type of Americanized version of things. And I wanted to go into something. You were talking about Facebook. And this is my consideration for the week and something people should be thinking about. Have you ever thought of the word television? Tell-a-vision. Tell-a-vision. This is something, and I, in my opinion, has been the major corrupting influence of our society. They give you a vision of something that you see and then tell you, they are telling you in this vision how to think about it. Because they have taken, like you were talking Facebook, people have learned that if you put this out there and I say it, somehow somebody will believe it. And I see that as you put the corruption, and you can go back to old TV series that had things in them that when manifest out to their nth degree, you see the roots of it manifested in the fruit of what we're looking at on television today. Because they are telling you a vision and telling you how to think about it. And people that don't, I've quoted before, my dad said, the further we get from an agrarian society, the more delusional and crazy people get. Well, I'll pick this up on the other side of the break. I hear the music.
Yeah. Yeah, and we are falling apart, class. It's hard to have faith in the formerly trusted institutions, and that includes all of them, all of the agencies.
Yep.
It's amazing we've gotten to this point, and it's increasing at increasing speed.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, we're talking about television. Now, please continue.
So, one of the things I was mentioning is that my dad used to say, you know, the further we get from an agrarian society, the more deluded and crazy people get. And I was thinking about how that is related to television. If you and I, Vince, because we were raised on farms or live on farms or still have a homesteading type lifestyle, we look at things, it's almost like natural for you and I to be able to look at something and see what it's going to produce long term. You and I both know that if you don't plant the seeds and go through the backbreaking work of planting the seeds, you're not going to get a harvest in the end. Or if you plant them the wrong way, you'll get less of a harvest at all, or maybe nothing, right? So, and our lifestyle is one, like we've just covered earlier, we buy things in the summer for the winter, and we buy things this close to the fall or coming into winter for the next summer. We do that almost automatically. We can food and we preserve food for what we know is coming, or we dehydrate food for what we know is coming. So we have an idea in our mind. Our minds are built with a certain parameter. Because of the lifestyle that we live, of being able to look at something and see what the end result of that is going to look like further down the road. And if you take that and apply that mindset to what you see on television, you can see that, well, I see this lady and she's very promiscuous, and somehow at the end of this thing, she can do whatever she wants to, and all of a sudden she marries the guy that is perfect for her. But the reality is we can play that out in our mind. We know that if somebody lives like that, her ability, first of all, to choose a guy that's not going to be abusive is extremely low. We also know that when we carry that into the relationship further down the road, it's going to create all kinds of marital problems in their relationship, because this guy that has that looks like Mr. Right for her is going to eventually discover what she is. And is so we are able to perceive more than what is shown on the TV, right? So the thought that I'm trying to get across here, folks, is consideration and ability to perceive. I will say this, you know, My Patriot Supply advertises on GCN a lot. And I will tell you this, and this, I plug them, I like them, they're a great company. And I will tell you something serious as heck right now. If you don't have a garden area plowed up, fenced, ready to go right now, if you don't have that, you should have 2 years of My Patriot Supply or some type of preserved food for you set aside, because this is what's going to, this is the long range look of what's fixing to happen to you. Number one, if you don't have the garden, you're going to try to build it. And you're going to take one entire year of making mistakes. That's what's going to happen. And your production, in most cases, is going to be dismal. The other thing, Marjorie Wildcraft has a series on GCN that she puts out there, and I thought it said, if I heard it right, for free. But in any case, even if you had to pay for it, an education is expensive no matter how you got to get it. Another one of my dad's sayings. You're either going to learn by the school of hard knocks and starvation, or you're going to practice. And you're going to train and you're going to learn. But I'll pick up on the garden idea after the break. I hear it coming.
Yeah. And I know Marjorie Wildcraft. She's been to our expos. And I've done interviews and classes with her remotely on the air. Yeah, Marjorie Wildcraft.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. government is calling the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider leak, but has yet found any suspects for a massive intelligence breach that has exposed sensitive U.S. information to the world via the Discord Internet platform. A federal appeals court late yesterday blocked a Texas judge's decision halting the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. The 2-1 ruling by a 3-judge panel means that for now, the drug is still available in the United States with several strict limitations. The Food and Drug Administration reports over the years, at least 22 women have died and thousands more have experienced serious complications after taking the abortion pill. Today is officially National Scrabble Day. That's all C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Lance Pryor, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, please continue.
Yeah. So I want you to think, folks, about what it means to have a garden. It requires fertilizer, which if you don't have animals, you're going to have to wind up getting some. It's going to require, in most cases, you're going to be tilling your garden because you don't have it built up to the point to where you have a no-till garden. And if you get it built up to the point, that's probably the best. The no-till design is probably the most efficient and best producing garden that you've got. But it takes years to build it to exactly to where it needs to be, in my opinion. I've been working on mine to get it to the absolute perfection for 6 years straight. It's going to be the seventh year. And that includes all kinds of things. I'm just saying all kinds of things. But my point is this. If you don't have 2 years worth of food for you and your family and any extended family, and you don't have a way to produce it, you are not prepared. And I'm going to say this too. If you don't have that, if you need to get pre-prepared, freeze-dried food, that's some of the best money you can spend if you don't have a garden or land. That's the first thing you should be buying and setting up. But if you don't, and you don't call yourself prepared, because the reality is you're going to eat more under stress than you think, and it's going to take you, you're going to have 1 year, possibly two, of pretty much 30 to 40% production of what you think you can do. I have another thought for you. If you want to destroy a nation, you take and you tear its energy supply, you take its energy supply, you take its food supply, you take its transportation supply, and you take its water supply. You got to have food and water, and I'm kind of tying them in together. So how do you set up a preparation to be able to survive that? You've got to have food and access to water, a way to get it. You've got to have energy stored. That's why Vince has talked about owning propane tanks, gasoline tanks, and preserved gasoline tanks. You got to have preserved gasoline because ethanol gasoline, after it sets for a couple of weeks, starts separating, the ethanol starts separating from the gasoline. And ethanol will go down to the bottom of a tank, and ethanol will collect water. So, if you can at all, in any way, shape, or form, get non-ethanol gasoline, which is still garbage and needs to be preserved, but at least it will outlast ethanol. Anything that runs with a carburetor, chainsaws, weed eaters, rototillers, anything, you do not want to store ethanol gasoline for them. So, food and water, you got to have housing, right? You got to have that secured. You got to have food and water. You got to have energy. If you're and in this society, you're going to have something that is transportation in order to get around. So, in my opinion, you should listen carefully. My Patriot Supply, to get 2 years of food for you and your family, and I would buy another 50% more than you think you're going to use. If you don't have a garden set up, already set up with a greenhouse, because you're going to need to extend your growing season as long as possible in order to survive what's coming. Once this supply chain, and we can see it coming, it's just like I was talking about with the mindset of growing up as a farmer. I grew up with this, and Vince grew up with this, thinking about it, seeing it, and we've lived it. We can see it happening. I was just talking to another guy, and he said, you know, I can't really build for a future and think of doomsday at the same time. Otherwise, I don't want to do anything. So I told him, I said, well, let me ask you this. I said, you can see what's happening right in front of you. Okay? You can see inflation every time you go to the store. You can see inflation. You can see, if you listen to any newscast, we are on the verge of war with China. Remember COVID, when everything dried up and the supply chain was gone? Imagine if China was at war with us and they shut it all down. What is that going to look like? Everything from toilet paper to screws to auto parts to tires to anything you use practically is made by a communist country. You better think about that. China has already said they have intention of owning Taiwan. That's a fact. So I was telling him, I said, you can see that in the, right in front of you. And he still was saying, well, I don't know if I can, if it's actually going to manifest itself into war. Well, what if it does? And if you prepare now for what you think might happen, what's the worst thing that will happen to you? You will offset your cost because of inflation for another couple of years. That's the worst thing that will happen to you, other than if you consider the fact that you might not be able to take the vacation that you wanted this year. Big deal. In my opinion, you've got to learn to weigh these consequences of your actions out. If you don't weigh out the consequences of your actions in your decisions and your choices of where you spend your money, then you won't be able to predict an outcome that is going to be favorable to you and your family. But if you look at the choices that you have to make, now that's concrete. Make specific choices. You have to be able to deal with specific things that you have thought about. In Scripture, God talks about specific sins, that He calls out nations specifically against them. Why does He do that? Because the reality is, if you're not thinking in terms of specifics, you can't deal with anything. If it's general, like, oh God, I'm a sinner, why are you a sinner? It's because you do X, Y, and Z. That's what God says. The same thing is true if you make your decisions in your life. If I don't buy ground that can grow something, if I don't have energy and I don't have food and I don't have transportation set up, something I can work on and the way to maintain that, what is the consequences of that if there is something specific that happens to this country, which we can see happening? We have an idiot communist sack of bones in the White House, in my opinion, demon possessed. That is doing, could you even imagine? Let me ask you this question. This, because I'm getting fired up here. I'm sorry about this, Vince. But could you even imagine under Trump, and I didn't agree with everything that man done. I hate the vaccine mandate thing that, or the vaccine warp speed garbage that kept being perpetrated out there. But from where the country was under Trump, could you imagine in 2 3/4 years that the country would be on verge of collapse? Take that and play it out in your mind. People kept saying at the beginning of this year that, oh, we hope 2023 is going to be a better year. I said from the get-go, it's going to be worse than 2022. And 2024 is going to be worse than 2023. Because the policies of this moron in chief and the communists that control this government are deeming it to be so. They are passing the regulations and everything that is coming down the pike, and it's going to be at your doorstep before very long. The Pentagon has already said that they expected war within China by 2025. That's ludicrous. We're going to be there this year, in my opinion, possibly for sure next year. I don't see them backing off. They're too big and too powerful, and they're too proud to back off of Taiwan. And we have already made the stupid commitment, which in a sense is we should have never let it get this far, because 60 to 80% of the semiconductors and the wafers and the disk and all of these different silicon things that run everything computerized comes out of Taiwan for the entire world. How do you think that's going to affect your life? You better do something. Vince and I talk about stuff that seems a little mundane. Trailer brakes, batteries, all of these things are tied into the thought process that him and I live. We're farmers in the sense that we grow gardens. We plan ahead because that's the way we have to live. If Vince didn't put the lime on his field this year, it wouldn't produce enough for his cows in the fall for him to be able to cut it and save it for the winter. If we don't plant, if we've got probably 200 plants right now of little seedlings sitting on our windows around this house of things that are going to go in the garden. If we don't do that, we won't have production. If you don't do that, if you don't have something like My Patriot Supply sitting in your house already paid for, you are going to spend 2 years, I can guarantee you, trying to get a garden to the point to where you think you can grow enough that you might, and I say that probably you've got about a 50% chance of making it happen in 2 years, grow enough vegetables that would sustain you through the winter. And I'm saying might, and I seriously doubt 90% of the people will be able to grow 50% of what they think they can use. I doubt it. It's just too much. I'll get your comments out on the other side, Ben.
Class, I hope that you heard the passion combined with the frustration in Kyle's voice. It was truly great, Kyle. Thank you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's my reaction to what Kyle said. And I'll do this by making an exclamation point with three short stories. We'll call it the three Fords, F-O-R-D-S, Fords. Class, we are being led by people who lack knowledge. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. In 1980, Bert and Andy Gibbs and I, three USA Preparedness instructors, started a company manufacturing satellite communications equipment. And we had two committees that assisted us. One was the Technical Advisory Committee, engineers, and the other was the Business Advisory Committee. These were people with corporate experience that could say, here's how to do it, boys. Because we were just, you know, in our late 20s when we did this. In Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. So in 1980, part of one of the people in the Business Advisory Committee worked for Ford Aerospace. And he invited us to see a satellite, Intelsat 5, being made. We saw it in construction before it was launched, Bert and Andy and I, at Ford Aerospace. And so our vice president, senior vice president, who was on this committee, the Business Advisory Committee, met us in the parking lot, and it's a huge parking lot. It was the size of like many Walmart parking lots, many Walmart Supercenter parking lots. And he said, you see that great big radio telescope antenna? And I'm talking about this 90-foot parabolic structure. He said it took 90 engineers 9 months to move it from that side of the parking lot to this side of the parking lot where it is now. And he said that Henry Ford, I believe the fourth, got out of the limousine for his annual board of directors meeting, and he looked at that antenna. There's only five of them in the world. And he said, so how many of those do we make a day? Okay. So there is leadership at the highest level of Ford who has no clue about one of the things that they made. Probably the biggest thing they ever made, physically. Okay, so that's story number one. Story number two. I was in the presence with five guys. Five of us built a data center for a large credit card bank. And there was a software engineer. And there was a hardware engineer. I was the data communications engineer. And five of us built this data center. Latest IBM computer. And Gerald Ford showed up, and he was there for his tour because he was on the board of directors of this large credit card bank. So we were in the data center with former President Ford. This was probably around 1984, 1985. And we were telling him all about this this great network we built, the number of computers, the number of transactions and per second, the number of customers, the whole nine yards for 20 minutes or so. And at the end of that presentation, Gerald Ford, former President Gerald Ford, just kind of nodded, didn't say anything. And we said, Mr. President, do you have any questions? He said, just one. What's the difference between hardware and software? Gerald Ford, the guy with the red phone, right? Third story about Ford. So I was watching this video of the current president, Biden, and he is a car guy. President Biden says that he's a car guy. Whatever that means, he's a car guy. And he has a Corvette from the 1960s, and he loves to go fast. Now, these aren't my words. He says he loves to go fast, and I think that means speeding. Okay. So he's a car guy, and he's at the new Ford electric truck manufacturing plant recently. He's there, and they're doing the dog and pony show, and they're showing President Biden all the new stuff, and they've got the video screens going, and they bring him to a table, and they've got some devices on the table. And he's looking at this one device that looks kind of like an elongated suitcase. It might be 2 feet long, maybe 12 inches wide, maybe 4 inches high. He's looking at this thing, and he says, so that's the totality of the battery? That's it. And politely, the Ford employee says, and I'm paraphrasing, no, Mr. President, that's the computer. Here we've got a guy who is at the helm. He is at the con. He is at the pinnacle of the point of the spear that's saying, y'all best be buying electric vehicles. And he doesn't know the difference between the 1,000-pound-plus battery system and the computer that controls the electric vehicle. I'm not kidding. So we are led by people who lack knowledge. So like Henry Ford, not the original Henry Ford, but one of his grandsons, doesn't know the difference between a radio telescope and the rest of what Ford Aerospace is doing. And he doesn't know that they only make five of these things for the entire world. And he wants to know how many they make off the assembly line a day. No clue. Gerald Ford. Hardware versus software. No clue. I was there. I was one of the five guys in the mid-80s. And then Ford Manufacturing, the current guy, the car guy, doesn't know the difference between a battery and a computer. Seriously, we're in trouble. Kyle, a few seconds left. They're all yours.
So folks, you better think. If we're in that kind of trouble, how best can I survive what's coming?
Very well said.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.